If you have a loved one who is mentally ill and they are a danger to themselves or others, there are places they can be involuntarily committed so they can get help. If the illness is drug or alcohol addiction, this option doesn't exist. A bill in Olympia hopes to change this. It's called Ricky's Law. Lauren Davis came up with the idea as her friend Ricky Garcia lay dying at Harborview in Seattle, a ventilator pumping air into his chest after yet another spiral into drugs fueled yet another suicide attempt. Davis says the psychiatrist in the room looked at Ricky and told him,
I've seen three people die of the disease that you have. If we were in another state and I could commit you involuntarily for addiction treatment, I would. But my hands are tied in Washington. My heart broke that day. It broke for Ricky, and it broke for every family who has ever had to feel so helpless.
In Washington State, it is legal to commit someone to a locked detox facility for substance abuse treatment. The problem is, none of these places exist in the state. John Gahagan, who lost his 17-year-old son to a drug overdose, shared his story and experiences from other parents, like Gina Burrell, at a hearing in Olympia last spring. He says Gina was told to find help for her daughter somewhere else.
In Gina's words, I remember a counselor telling us that the best action would be to hire someone from Idaho to come pick up Zoe in the middle of the night and take her across state lines. That would have cost around $20,000.
Ricky's Law requires the state to come up with $15 to $20 million a year to build and operate 7 facilities for adults and 2 for children. Studies show that treatment would save the state millions by preventing future visits to emergency rooms. As for what happened to Ricky Garcia, he survived. He's been clean and sober for more than 3 years. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.